News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, dentists in the UK have issued a plea to replace sweets for trick-or-treaters this Halloween with stickers. We're joined by Carolyn Robbins, chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Dental Association, a dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow. Caroline, would you echo that call, or is it a bit unrealistic, do you think?
Goodness me, I'm going to come on and sound like a right Debbie Downer, aren't I? look, I am everything in moderation. I think, obviously, that is an excellent sentiment. We as health professionals, are always, talking about the need to limit the intake of sugar, and Halloween is no different. But I guess, look, from a parent's point of view, it is a festivity, and as long as it's regarded as an occasion and not the norm, children shouldn't fall off a cliff face. But that said, obviously, you know, we need to be careful about, you know, the amount of sugar that we're giving children on a day-to-day basis. And certainly I know Halloween can be a bit of a fraught time for parents with the onslaught of sugar and lollipops coming through the door.
I mean, two things stand out for me. One is just the sheer quantity. I mean, my kids, they've kind of gone beyond the age of trick-or-treating, but when they did trick-or-treat, like, they would come in with a sack full of sweets. I mean, Ciara described it earlier as an orgy of sweets, and that's pretty much what it was. The second thing was, like, when I trick-or-treated back in a different millennium, like, firstly, you got way less, but secondly, you didn't get sweets as much throughout the year. Now, this kind of sweets are constant, and that is a concern as well, isn't it?
Of course. I mean, I absolutely echo everything you said there. I just walked into the supermarket at the weekend and just was like, wow, the onslaught of sweets just as you walk in was just everywhere. You know, Halloween, 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 bye, bye, bye. And it's tough on parents. And you're dead right. The amount of stuff that they're coming in with absolute sack of sweets, from a dental health point of view, oh my goodness, from a health point of view, it's drastic as well. Yeah, and we are just seeing more and more. I mean, it's tough. You know, the amount of hidden sugars and everything that we eat every day, let alone the sugars that we see and recognize in a sweetie or a chocolate bar or a lollipop, but everything else that we are taking into our mouths and the amount of sugar that we take in that we don't even realize we're doing it, it is incredibly difficult.
So just very finally, look, as you said, we don't want to be Debbie Downers, and we know kids are going to go trick-or-treating, but are there things parents can do just to maybe limit the impact?
Of course. So moderation. So limit frequency of consumption is the thing. So when they come in with that bag of sweets, I would say to mum and dad, try and divvy it up and have it. Don't let them eat it all in one go, because from a health point of view, that's going to be a disaster and that's not good. And then, like, after a meal. So when they have, like, have a little bit then, that's that for tonight. Tomorrow night, have a few little bits and have it with their meal, because it's frequency of consumption. Every time you eat sugar, you get a pH drop and you get an acid attack, and that causes damage to your teeth. So limit it, divvy it up, and I guess mum and dad can probably steal a few bits as well.
Is it as big a deal in New Zealand? Do you get that level of trick-or-treating?
Yeah. You know, absolutely. Well, it, back in my day, showing my age now, trick-or-treating didn't really exist. We did Guy Fawkes, but it is now, it's huge. I see pictures coming over from friends in Australia and New Zealand, as big as over there as it is here. Okay. Yeah, look, back in the day when we used to wear the black bins and go out and get a few peanuts and an apple, and that was your lot. No, it's completely changed. Yeah, it's tricky. I appreciate it is.
Okay. Listen, thanks for talking to us this morning. Caroline Robbins there, dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow, and chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Dental Association. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.